When you outgrow a space, sometimes the best thing to do is move, because downsizing for one government just isn't an option. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On another note, do you realize that sign language is the first language the deaf community learns? It's not the spoken language in their community, and we'll explain why this is significant in just a moment. But first, Indonesia is moving its capital city from Jakarta to Borneo, over 600 miles away. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Literally, Jakarta is sinking. This megalopolis of Jakarta and its suburbs is already 40% of its area below sea level and continues to sink up to 8 inches a year.
Now, some of this is due to overpopulation.
Initially, Jakarta was only designed for about 5 to 6 million people, but this greater metropolis is now home to 30 million people. That's creating a lot of problems, traffic gridlock, pollution, litter, issues with groundwater.
Moving the capital city to Borneo makes the government center much more centrally located. And with a move-in date of 2024, now's the time for all the planning and building that'll need to happen to complete this $33 million project on time. Allen says there's another aspect of this move to consider: opportunity.
One of the challenges of doing ministry in Indonesia is the fact that all these people that are so diverse and all the little subcultures, they're spread across so many islands. Well, now with this movement of people, we'll be able to hit representatives of each of those islands without having to go to the islands. The people are coming here.
Next, 10 Schools International's Rawan Haddad recently visited their partner in Jordan. Now, the visit let Haddad see firsthand how 10 Schools' partnership with Good Shepherd Center is having impact on Iraqi refugees.
This school was established in Amman. They are serving 117 Iraqi refugee children currently in their spiritual, social, academic, and also relationship. Seeds of love and peace are planted in this healthy environment.
10 Schools partnerships ensure that these kids have a school building, school supplies, water, electricity, and more. But after years of talking about the refugee crisis, why is this aid still necessary?
If we leave this new generation without education and without knowing Jesus, we will be in a big trouble someday. We will have a new generation of possible terrorism.
But 10 Schools is giving them more than just an education. 10 Schools is giving these kids an opportunity to know the hope, love, and peace of Christ. Pray for 10 Schools' work and that God would use this ministry. And there are more than 400 sign languages, but not a single one has a full Bible. Now, only a few dozen have any scripture at all. Exact numbers are hard to get, but ministries estimate that less than 1% of the world's 70 million deaf people know Christ. With such great need and so few deaf Christians, who will do the work of sign language Bible translation? Field coordinator Mike Bravo says Deaf Bible Society works with deaf believers worldwide to answer this question.
We make contact with deaf Christians in a specific country to determine their interest, see what is their vision and what is their passion and how can we come alongside them in the task of reaching their country with the gospel. And as these conversations and the relationships develop, we then begin discussing establishing a sign language Bible translation in their native language.
Even if you're not deaf, there's a place for you in deaf ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
My role is that of a servant. My role is to come alongside, to pray for, to encourage.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the deaf have long been ignored and overlooked. They're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.